There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Kick off football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers is your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week they have great house specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
Let's start this hour talking National Football League as Tim Jenkins is kind enough to join us here early on a Tuesday morning. Quarterback coach and film analyst. His YouTube channel is awesome. It's called All Things Quarterback. Tim, great to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm pumped up. I got 4 little Rugrats at home, so there's no option to not get up early. So this is easy money for me.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you've been up for hours now already, no doubt.
No doubt about it.
Okay. So you do live in the Denver area, and that's the team I want to start with today. Sutton and Judy are going from whatever that was at quarterback last year to now one of the best in football in Russell Wilson. Like, my question is, I have a couple here, but how does it not work? And then what are your early observations of a Nathaniel Hackett-led offense?
I mean, to be truthful, I don't think there's a reality in which it doesn't work, right? I think fans might perceive it that way in terms of there's going to be situations where the offense isn't rolling, similar to when Tom went to Tampa, right? There were weeks where all of a sudden the narrative was, oh, okay, you know, Brady and Tampa Bay, it's not working. When in reality, you know, it was, there's just going to be some adjustment period. So I think that's what we need to be aware of in Denver is that, hey, there's going to be an adjustment period. But in terms of the two guys you brought up specifically, like Judy and Cortland, like, they're going to benefit more than anybody, especially when it comes to, you know, fantasy or any of those stats, because all of a sudden now when they're creating a ton of separation, it's not going to be, hey, I created a ton of separation and then I either had to make a great catch and I ended up falling over after. There's going to be a lot of catch and run. So I think those guys benefit more than most.
You've been at camp. How about the reports that when he needs a big play or the play breaks down, Wilson is exclusively looking to Sutton?
I think the reality is the way they're structuring the offense is going to build that way. So, hey, whenever we've got the isolated guy backside one-on-one and, you know, you start seeing cover zero or that cover nine where it's like, okay, I'm getting heated up. Of course, he's going to end up going to his, you know, one-on-one, especially when it's a guy like Cortland Sutton. In terms of when he's escaping the pocket, I think, you know, I would take that with a grain of salt because I think anytime it's the receiver play side, that's who's really going to be targeted when you're kind of escaping the pocket. So I think he's doing a good job of spreading it around in that situation. But yeah, it seems like right now when we're getting cover zero, we're getting a ton of heat from a coverage perspective, we're going to go ahead and isolate our big receiver, and that's Courtland Sutton for the Broncos.
So betting question then, tying this all together, I did take a couple of flyers on Sutton and Judy. I think Sutton was 55-1 and Judy in the 75-1 range to lead the league in receiving yards this year. And if they don't get hurt, could that be live like in the middle of December, do you think, or no?
I mean, I think it could. I think the variable right now is KJ Hamler. So the only way that I think those bets aren't live in December is if all of a sudden KJ Hamler becomes the deep guy that he can be from the slot with the way the Broncos kind of want to build some stuff. And, you know, but listen, I think Courtland Sutton's the guy. And the reason I think that is because I think he fills that Aaron Lazard role that they had in Green Bay. So Hackett comes down to Denver. A lot of people view Courtland as just this backside X, right? Like, hey, all he can play is X. In reality, I think you're going to end up seeing him in the slot a lot. And that's just such an easier outlet for quarterbacks, especially a guy like Russell, who when you do pressure him, it's from a disguise look because he's got so many years in the league. I think Courtland's the guy who really, when you bump him down the slot, not only can receptions be up there, but I think you could see him up there in yards. I think the only guy that could throw a wrench in that is KJ Hamler in terms of if he starts really stretching the field vertically for the Broncos, and then all of a sudden he ends up taking away some of those targets.
Tim Jenkins, our guest at T Jenkins Elite on Twitter. Follow the Money, Paulie, and Mitch Vesa on the Sports Betting Network. You were excellent last time we had you on and opinionated on Howell. Your thoughts on him so far, and do you think we could see him maybe later in the season?
I mean, the only tape that I've watched him, I've watched both games in terms of the TV copy. The tape, I watched the first one, and I'm not sure how you couldn't like the kid, right? The guy was competing his tail off and ripping it all over. And I think Carson's got his problems, right? In terms of he was efficient statistically last year. I think there's a lot of people that for some reason, right, he just rubs people the wrong way in building, whether that be, you know, players or GMs or coaches. And that's why you saw him get out of, you know, Indy and they turned to Matt Ryan. So I think, listen, I think Hal, there's a world in which he can jump Heinicke. And then all of a sudden, hey, when we're done with Wentz, we move on to Hal. And I think the reality is while I think Heinicke's an adequate NFL backup, I think you don't draft a kid,
right?
If you're Washington, you go and draft a guy. And then all of a sudden, if it's not working out, you don't then go to Heinicke. You're going to end up jumping him. So, yeah, I think there's definitely a world in which we see him at the end of the season. Do I think that's what's best for his development? I'm not quite sold on that yet. I do think there's a world in which him just having a year in the NFL is going to be great for him. But listen, when you're talking about, hey, the last three, four games of the season, if there's not the, hey, we need to win to get into the playoffs, like absolutely, you know, that's good for development. But in reality, that division, it kind of seems like it's always been if you just win enough, like if you win seven games, you get in the playoffs. So we'll see what shakes out this year.
Yeah. Okay. So Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin came out and told the media that a lot of position battles are going to come down to Sunday's game against the Lions, including the quarterback starting position. So it's down to Trubisky and Kenny Pickett, evidently. And this offense, I mean, with the offensive line shaky, but the other weapons are outstanding. I mean, is this an offense right now good enough to maybe pull some of that 2018 Trubisky out that we saw with the Bears? Or do you think this team is actually better with Kenny Pickett right now, today, than they would be with Trubisky?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's no shot that they are better with Kenny Pickett right now than with Trubisky. Now, in terms of what's it going to look like over the next 16, 17 weeks, that's where you can make the argument. I think Kenny Pickett is so much of what kind of Ben was last year. And I don't mean that as like he has no arm strength. I mean it as like he does a really good job of getting the ball out of his hand early and getting it to playmakers, and then they go and make a play. And with what you see with Mitchell is he's much better with the escapability and kind of holding the ball and driving it down the field. Like, listen, based on the tape, I think Mitchell's clear in a way who I would go with. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean that's where you're at for the whole season. But with Pittsburgh, man, it just feels like they're always in the hunt. And it's really hard for me to say, hey, you're always in the hunt, but let's take this year to develop Kenny Pickett, when it's kind of been shown that we can still develop a guy even if he's not the starter. So to me, it's like, man, I love the idea of rolling with Mitchell this year. But again, Mike Tomlin's one of those dudes, man. He could care less where he drafted you. He could care less how much he paid you in free agency. you're going to compete your tail off. And that's where that's one thing that I think is why Pittsburgh is always in the playoff hunt. So we'll see. I do, for me, based on the tape, I think you go Mitchell Trubisky. While Kenny, I think, has done a good job, there's a couple of things that he's been bailed out from the fact that he's not playing against, you know, kind of the upper echelon twos or mm-hmm. the ones when he's going in there. So to me, I think there's just I think there's a pretty clear way you go with Mitchell. We'll kind of see how that shakes out. But to me, I'd be betting on Mitchell Trubisky as the starter.
Interesting. Okay. Did you watch both their games on tape already?
Yeah, I've watched both of them. And I think, like, I think Kenny Pickett is playing well. It's just there's a lot of times that he's been bailed out with either 50-50 balls or he's been bailed out where it's like, listen, that's not a solid read in terms of actually when there's vets out there, because the, you know, backside safety should have been keying number three in quarters. But hey, I've got a backside safety who, like me, is going to get fired after preseason, right? So he's all of a sudden going and playing the front side and we're hitting a crosser that in reality is going to be dead week one if we throw
okay.
that.
That's very good knowledge as we continue here with Tim Jenkins. Are the Seahawks better with Drew Lock or Geno Smith?
That's the one that I do think is actually neck and neck going into week three. I think Drew hurt himself, right, with the COVID situation, which I guess you can't really control. But I think him not playing last week really hurt himself. I gave Drew the edge in week one. Now, Geno, for as bad as ESPN made you think he played and how bad those announcers were roasting him, the dude did fine. Like, listen, he's playing behind a pretty brutal line, and there were a lot of things that weren't going his way. And when you don't have DK Metcalf out there, like, we can all look human. So I think he did better than people are giving him credit for in that week two game, but it is going to come down. I really have that 50-50. I have a slight edge to Drew Lock just because the way he was driving the ball down the field in that Pittsburgh game, I thought was a little bit better than Geno. But I do have that 50-50 is coming into week three. And I think that's kind of what Pete Carroll has been saying. And that's going to be interesting. A lot of people too are making a huge deal about these QB races that it's like, we're going to decide after week three. Like, these dudes have both been getting reps all of camp. And then you have 10 days to get dialed in. Like, is that an absolute perfect situation? No. Mm-hmm. But is it as bad as people make it seem? Absolutely not. Because listen, we're in a vanilla stage of our offense anyways. And the NFL is we're going to get a perfect game plan built every week. So it's not like we're repping these concepts that are guaranteed to be in our playbook week one. So a lot of that happens week to week in terms of getting comfortable with a certain plays and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it's as big a deal as maybe some Seahawk media members are making it.
You can follow Tim on Twitter. He is at TJenkinsElite and subscribe to his YouTube channel. It's awesome with film analysis. It's called All Things Quarterback. Tim, excellent spot today. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate that.
I appreciate you guys, fellas.
Great job.
There you go.
Thank you.
See, that's the kind of stuff you're looking for with Kenny Pickett, right? Okay. Because it was all dink and dunk like in game one. He's like, okay.
Missed tackles.
Factor in who he's taking on, and then it's like, the numbers are going to look good, but let me tell you, there are mistakes being made on the field.
Yeah. Wasn't one, you know, all his snaps, but Seattle missed 15 tackles in that game.
Yeah, that's right.
In the game-winning touchdown.
That's, one yeah, yep. Two. There yeah. you go. Up next, we'll recap what took place last night from a betting perspective in Win Some, Lose Some. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN. It's the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
That son of a gun, Nigel, did it again. I think he went 4-1 Thursday with his picks, and he also said, be careful, because we talked about how bad Man U has been. He said they could be sneaky Monday, and they were plus 350. They beat Liverpool. Come on, Klopp. Clean it up. What, they protested before the match. They were going crazy. They can't stand the Glazers, and they shocked Liverpool.
I reached out to him before the match yesterday, and I said, are we expecting some goals in this match today, mate? And he responded, nope. He said, I think we get a huge performance out of Man U.
Exactly what happened. How about that? Brewers plus 220. Surprised the Dodgers, who were shut out at home for the first time this season. Big win for the Brewers. Yankees plus 150. First time Scherzer allowed four runs and seven or more hits. And I tell you, Herman hasn't been bad. That's surprising. They couldn't get to him, but he's been pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. He's decent now.
Yep. Unders 8-1 yesterday. Fewest runs in a day in MLB since 1917.
There you go. How about that?
How about that? 2-1, 2-1, 4-0.
Every game but that early game between the White Sox and loss for them.
How about this acquisition by the Cardinals? Montgomery, since the trade, a 0.35 ERA. Complete game shutout, one hit. They beat the Cubs and stay hot. Where's this coming from?
Oh, the people in New York just must be so livid over this deal.
Yep. Braves $2 up to $2.20, beat the Angels. Phillies $2.25 up to $2.60. They beat the Reds 4-1. And congratulations to the Orioles. I missed it yesterday. With their win Sunday, they went over their win total already. Great job by the Orioles and a great story. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. Panda time. Always love them, like they're going through life with a six-pack in them, right? This guy's trying to climb up there, having some fun. Going up the hill, a little stuck, and he all the way down and falls on his backside.
I mean, he has no problem getting up the ladder.
Ha!
And then he's like laughing at
head?
Himself. Yeah. Then he slides back all the way down on the rock.
It's like they're higher under the influence the whole time. Yeah. It's like, well, you're not kids. Yeah. Can you believe this?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that is good. All right, up, down. Let's try it one more time.
He just taps out. He's like,
not going to happen. Now he's got the hammock. I can see how this is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
The big guy trying to get up there.
Good luck, pal.
And on the hammock. Oh, no. It's going to go back
this
over.
Hammock is so comfortable.
Hanging on. Yeah, this is this could go on all day. I don't think this is going to work out for the big guy. No. And then down he goes. Violent, like he'd be in WWE, what he's doing. This is a great video with a boxer. They're at the sand, or at the beach, rather, and hidden ball trick in the sand. And the look on the boxers, he can't believe it. She just covers up the ball with the sand. And the boxer thinks, is this a magic trick? What happened here? He can't find the damn thing. He's perplexed by the whole thing, looking around, and he's stunned. What happened there with that video? And he always wanted to get work done at home. And this dog won't allow it. Opens it up, open the laptop, shut it. That's it. Open the laptop. And this goes on over and over again as he shuts the laptop every single time. Lose some Monday Night Football. Falcons from 1 up to 4.5 in the under. 42.5 down to 38. It was 16-0 Falcons. Jets win the game. And Strubler, 2 long touchdowns. And then the scoop and score later in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible job by Orlovsky and the crew. By the way, $18 million a year, Aikman can't do a preseason game? Come on. Orlovsky not pointing out what Ritter was doing at the end of the first half? Why are you snapping a ball with 15 seconds left on the play clock?
Yeah.
There's 50 seconds left. You're deep in Jets territory. It gave them time to kick a field goal before half.
Also, the landing spot with that total right there to go land on 40.
That's right. A lot of those, right. Everyone, right, early to the bit dance, you win. Bad result as well. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB bets every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. Good fun. Crazy night in Major League Baseball. I can't, historic night in Major League Baseball. With the
Well, anytime you got to go back to 1917.
Yes, right. 2-1, 2-1, 4-2, 4-0. Two shutouts. Like 2,500 was the announced attendance at the A's game, and it wasn't even close to that.
Yeah, other people were saying it was...
What, seven?
No, like me.
700 people?
2,000, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not, I mean... What else can you possibly add that has not been said about that horrible situation?
Yeah.
For more than a decade now.
Yep. God.
So, I mean... You know, it's been such a long season in baseball, as the regular season typically is. You know, that was how the season started, Paulie. Nobody was scoring runs. It was all a dead baseball. Couldn't hit home runs, and every game was like 3-2 or 4-1. And all those totals were just, and then Judge now 47 last night. This Pujols story remains incredible. Another one, Montgomery the pickup by him, the addition there.
I can't believe that.
That was a Greg Maddux game last night. 99-pitch complete game.
One hitter.
Complete game. You can't believe him or Pujols, the tear that he's on.
Montgomery. Well, I guess both, but Montgomery coming over with a 0.35 ERA. Been lights out since the acquisition.
Maybe I bet that Pujols prop with my heart. At William Hill, you can bet 700-plus home runs will he finish with. He's been blazing hot.
He's going to catch A-Rod, it
and
appears.
It's something I'm rooting to happen as well. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I like to see him at 700. That's right. But the other, it seems like the season's been going on forever. We're not even into September. What's going on?
No, I know.
With this.
I know.
Yep.
Some college football stuff here. Good tweets coming down from Chris Felica. Do you realize that last year was the first time since 2017 only one of the eventual college football playoff teams was ranked in the preseason top four? Bama was ranked number one, Georgia 5. Cincinnati 8th, Michigan unranked.
Mm.
And he added that...
Well, everyone knew Cincinnati was good.
Oh, yeah,
they just thought
sure.
They'd keep them out with the... And they still had to play the Irish.
And I don't think this is that surprising, but since 2015, that's 7 years now, every year but one, 2019, saw a team reach the playoff from 10th or lower in the preseason poll. Like, that can happen. Like, it's not... Like, Bama... Ohio State, Georgia, okay, those three are more than likely in. But that doesn't mean Clemson's going to sneak in at number four. And then, like, what team could it actually be? Could it, you know, people are making the case for Utah at number seven. There's Oregon on the outside of the top 10 at number 11 as a possibility. You have Baylor and Oak State sitting at 10-12. And those two, you know, it was down to the wire last year with Oak State. If they win the Big 12 title game, they could have been in. A USC of 14. That was one of your things from earlier today. The top five things we want to see happen in the football season. You are pushing. You really want to see USC in Miami. And who could blame you, by the way?
Oh, come on. That's when the sport's at its best, right? You just got to stop with the big three here with Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State.
Yeah.
And you got to get back to the good old days of USC and Miami dominating as well. I am intrigued. Pat Forty wrote about this in his schedule. I'm not saying they will win. But what if Cincinnati goes to Arkansas and wins? Then you're talking about they could have an 18-game winning streak coming off the bye at SMU. And that'll be a tough game, too. But certainly there's a path where they could do this again.
You mean to make another push
for
the playoff?
Yeah, right. Because doing it last year certainly helps. I know they have to reload. They lose a lot of guys. You see the win total there at 9. But if they go into Arkansas and win, and then you have Tulsa will be tough. But then you have SMU and Central Florida back-to-back on the road. But they can certainly win those games. Then they could possibly do this again.
Well,
and sneak in.
I would add on top of that, don't forget who their schedule was last year. I mean, the game, was it at Indiana? Indiana was ranked, I believe, in the preseason, so that was a big one. And then, of course, they played Notre Dame.
Right. Yeah, but so this is on par, though.
I don't know.
What if Arkansas can win 8 games?
Yeah, I just don't know if, I mean, look at Notre Dame's preseason number 5, and people have a huge problem with it. It's Notre Dame we're talking about here. So that
Indiana didn't work out, though. Indiana had a terrible season.
I know.
So that's...
But on paper, the perception of Notre Dame is, and Arkansas is a good program, but we're talking about Notre Dame.
They got there. I mean, Houston had a great year. Came in with only one loss, beat them.
I would actually flip. What about, why can't it be Houston?
Sure it could.
Yeah. What if they go on a path here and run the table?
Right.
Or look like they could. I know a lot of people who are high in Houston this year.
Yeah. Throw that in there as well. Yes. And I'm telling you, Utah, Florida's a monster. I mean, Utah, I'm surprised at that point spread.
I can't. This
Utah
is why,
should be able to win that game, and then that's...
If you go back, 10, 12 years, maybe in that range, week one was always such a dud because they were all scheduling cupcakes. Yeah. Now week one this year, September 3rd, is maybe my favorite opening day that I can ever remember.
I'll give you another sneaky game. Memphis, Mississippi State, I think is that day. That's a good game to start too.
Oh, there, it's right? The entire day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, I want to see what Georgia, Oregon's going to look like. There are plenty of games throughout. Well, I mean, and they all, it's,
I know,
like,
I understand your point, but I think I know how that'll look. And I think I know what Ohio State, Notre Dame's going to look like.
Probably.
But that's...
Probably, but...
But you, I mean, come on. That's why it's hard to get there with Utah playoff, right? I mean, they're a small road favorite in the swamp. Are they going to go undefeated? I doubt it. And then even would they put an undefeated Pac-12 team in there? Or excuse me, a one-loss Pac-12 team in there?
Yeah. Up next, you can hear from Baker Mayfield about facing his former team in week one.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
NFL guide drops this Thursday. Start your football season on the right foot. Team previews, trends, win total recommendation, who's going to make the playoffs, player awards, and the only way to get access to this year's betting guide, become a VSiN All Access subscriber, sign up for the discounted special, and get everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long, VSiN.com/subscribe. Good. We're getting news. They're getting exciting. 16 days until the Rams and the Bills to start it. Allen and the Bills are on the cover. We're getting news now about who's going to start now, the Baker Mayfield news. And I think there's a chance for this team. Absolutely. The 1.5-point favorite week one against the Browns. They're 14-1 to win the division. That's aggressive. The win total down to 6 in some spots, over -150. 8-1 to win 10 games. 4-1. That's come down a little bit. 4-1 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I grabbed some playoffs a while back.
That can happen.
Team. Yeah,
that
I think so.
Happen.
I mean, in this wide open NFC, we just talked about like taking a flyer this year on a team that is not at the top of the odds board to win this conference. So why can a team like Carolina not actually squeeze in? They could. If he works out and they stay healthy, I think defense could be pretty damn good. The offensive line, I have my questions about that part. But
you only get one playoff team from the East. Take your pick. It doesn't work out in Philly, or the Cowboys are a dumpster fire.
You're saying if
out goes Big Mike out, right? Maybe Lance doesn't pick it up. Niners not going to get there. It's just the Rams. Or maybe Stafford's injured, and it's just the 49ers. You know what I'm saying? There's a path there for 3.
No Cardinals?
I'm high on the Saints, too. And get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it's Winston. You know, turn the ball over. You can't replace Peyton. Allen doesn't figure it out. And maybe it's Tampa and Carolina out of that division.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the head coach there, Matt Rhule, finally decided and picked his week one starter at quarterback. It is going to be Baker Mayfield, as I think most of us knew. And this is Matt Rhule talking to the media about what they want to see from Mayfield.
we're hoping that, you know, he moves the offense. I mean, I don't want to, you know, make it too simple, but I mean, I think he's a guy that's accurate. He's a guy that's smart. He plays fast. He knows where to go with the ball. He's still adjusting to our mechanics, our footwork. So, you know, I think, you know, making this move now gives him time to really, you know, kind of settle in with some guys. And but he's, you know, a really fast processor. And so, yeah, as much as anything, the chemistry with the receivers is one thing. The chemistry with the center, because Baker goes pretty quick, and he wants to get in the protection calls and get going. So, but there's a lot of work to do. I just felt like this was the time.
So he brought up the whole relationship with the center again. Isn't that exactly what Ross Tucker told us about the Tampa Bay situation right now?
Yes.
The relationship Brady's going to have with the new guy under?
Uh-huh. Yep. So. The start's going to be key, because it's all the makings, right? Get the big move at quarterback. You have a coach on the hot seat and an impatient owner who wants to win. It hasn't worked out. Browns to start, as I mentioned, they go to the Giants and they take on the Saints at home. But they better win a couple of those games, because then it's Arizona, San Francisco, the Rams, and Tampa. Oh, mama.
Tough. Yep. Baker Mayfield then asked if this team has what it takes to make the playoffs.
You know, we're not going to put any expectations or things like that looking in the future. We're going to try and handle it 1 week at a time. Speaking from my own experience, I've stepped into situations where they've won one game in two seasons prior to that. So I'm not really worried about what's happened previously. I always try and focus in the moment and try and get the best out of the guys around me and try and push people to be their best, because it's never about the last play. The most important one's always the next one. That goes for the same way you think about records in years prior.
Okay. Yeah, he did. He went into a terrible situation with the Browns.
Yep.
It was the worst that you can possibly get.
Yep.
Okay, as bad as you can possibly get.
Yep.
And then, here you go. And that's going to be, you know, very popular game in week one. People want to watch it, see what he's going to look like against his former team. And Baker talked about that yesterday.
Right now, I'm just trying to get this schedule down. We're doing kind of a mock game week leading up to this Buffalo Bills game. And when that, you know, that time comes, 3 weeks from now, we're going to handle prepping for Cleveland. Obviously, there's a lot of attachment there. I'm not going to, like I told you guys, Wofford, I'm not going to sit here and be a robot and say that it doesn't mean anything. It will. But right now, all that matters is me and continuing to improve until this regular season starts.
Did he say something about planting a flag?
I thought there was a tweet about that. I wish the game was in Cleveland so I could plant the flag. I got to go back and, you know, verify if that was, but I.
No, that would be awesome.
If he said that, right. Because you think about, okay, well, he got humbled last year after what happened, and now he can come in and certainly, you know, it didn't work out, and bye-bye. A lot of it was on him, too. But how things change in a span of a year in Cleveland. He was the franchise quarterback and almost go to the AFC title game, and now get out.
Do you think this week one number goes to 3? You asked me that yesterday. I said no. You think it does?
I think it has a chance, yeah. Yep.
At 1.5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be something if it did.
I just think it'll be anti-Brissett and more anti-Browns. And the hype with him going back and
probably
trying to stick it to him. They got off to a good start last year with Darnold. Then the injuries happened. I mean, you got to have McCaffrey in there.
You remember Sam Darnold was leading the league in rushing touchdowns last year at one point? He had 5 rushing touchdowns, and that was leading the way. And everybody's like, what? Playing fantasy. People are like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, we can't. I know there was a joke schedule to start, but they beat Houston on that Thursday night. I think they improved to 3-0. It's like, oh, my playoffs. Maybe it could be Rule Coach of the Year.
And I think Sam actually looked good in that game.
In a couple moments.
Okay, so it wasn't maybe the whole game. I don't want to go nuts here.
Oh, yeah, there was a couple times he played well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you make of this comment from Aaron Rodgers again? I love hearing all of this now from the coaches, from Rodgers, who's been, oh, man, a stickler about using young guys at wide receiver. Again, I'm all in on Romeo Doubs this year. Love the kid. The second that his name came off the board in the draft, I'm like, bam, that's a good pick.
Yep.
The
beast at Nevada.
Oh, he was so good.
Big play machine.
So good. So Aaron Rodgers now talking about his expectations for Doubs this season.
Now, Doubs done a lot of really nice things, but I think the standard for him is not going to be maybe the standard for a normal rookie that we've had here in the past, especially in the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, you know, because he's going to be expected to play based on his performance so far in camp. So we got to hold him to a standard that I know he's capable of reaching. But he cares about it. He's a great kid. He's made some instinctual plays that are, you know, just can't really coach.
Okay, I love hearing that. I really do. But the current projection is to have Lazard, Randall Cobb, and Sammy Watkins as the three starting receivers for Green Bay. He can't beat out one of those guys?
Uh-huh. Got to get him on the field.
You have to get him on the field. And it's, uh-huh. I mean, based on what Rodgers was saying right there, they're going to.
Yeah. Watkins will get hurt.
That'll inevitable. Happen. That might happen by halftime of week one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens all the time. But I want to see this kid come in week one at some at some spot, and Rodgers is like, all right, here you go, rookie. You're going to be isolated one-on-one. You were awesome in the preseason. Let's go. And it's maybe like a Valdez-Scantling thing, where Rodgers would always hit him just like this, right in his hands, and the guy would drop it constantly. And maybe Dobbs is like, no, this is good. 70-yard touchdown. Oh, I would be doing cartwheels if that would happen in week one.
Are they an under team?
I believe so.
Because the defense is so good?
The defense is a chance here. I mean, again, don't forget what that looked like when they were all finally healthy against the Niners last year. San Francisco did nothing in that playoff game.
No.
That was all a total debacle by the Green Bay special teams. And, well, Rodgers really couldn't do anything on offense either. But Jimmy Garoppolo in that offense could not move the football. Green Bay's defense dominated the football game. And then the block punt is why they lost. Maybe some other reasons in there, too, but that was the biggest one.
That's right, yeah. Horrible special teams. It was a parody account they got me. Plant the flag. Yeah. Got me with the parody account.
Was it?
These guys. Who are these losers who do this?
Was it the same person who got you last week on the parody account?
What?
Different one?
Was
different
account,
okay. Because you, were head last week.
Who
the guy about Antonio Gibson's getting water bottles. Yeah.
Yeah, but the guy's like, get the check mark. Yeah, the guy's got a blue check mark.
Yeah, but he likes to toy with people like you.
Yeah, but that's... Well, why would you tweet that, though? You can't pick up on sarcasm on Twitter, though. That was also believable how bad of a day it was for Gibson. Water boy.
Was that believable?
I bought it, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I said it on the air, though, too. I said, I don't know if this is true. But
you thought it was true. You thought you were convinced it was true.
I would have... It was believable, man. He's running laps.
You wanted to believe it, that's why. God. Well, who didn't, though, when you see something like that? I'm like, God, please tell me that actually happened.
It's not me. I'm not the dope. It's these people.
It's not? No.
Well, who does this? I got you again. I caught you. Yeah, see? There's an extra M in Adam, and I got, fake. Nah. Big trade coming up. Nah.
What do you think about betting that division exacta? Go Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit number 3, Chicago number 4.
Yeah, I love the exacta there, and also the 1-2, which is available at DraftKings and in every division that they put that up.
You know, you can do the exacta box.
Yeah,
where you can pick either way. You can go Minnesota, Green Bay, either way. 1-2.
Yeah, they have a Cornella. They have the Cornella 1-2.
So you can do that with like the AFC North. You can do that with Baltimore, Cincinnati.
That. Yes, I was checking out the menu. That's right, easy to navigate and find.
You do it in the NFC East.
I could see a surprise there. Are we sure the Giants are going to be third place? I don't know. I'd be sure, maybe Washington.
I'm talking about just top two.
Okay,
top two. Yeah, Philly and Dallas.
I'll go along.
I don't know what the price is on that. We can't do that out here. But, in pocket plays, what we are betting coming up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're up.
Nothing sticks out in a baseball card, although the Mets plus a small dog, 34 and 10 off a loss. But Padres to make the playoffs, no plus 320. Dolphins week one against the Patriots, minus 140. Chiefs lane 3 against Arizona. Jets over 5.5. Colts to win the AFC South and Colts over 9.5 wins. Everything pending there. No tie this year, 3-1. Have some fun, right? That's getting kooky. No tie in
four
the
years
NFL.
In a row with a tie. But...
Longest field goal this year. They got me last year. I'm coming back with it. We're going under 62.5 yards. Stars have to align just to be in that position to attempt it. Ole Miss over 7.5 wins. Easy schedule to start. Hopefully they start 5 or 6-1 and get kooky, get nuts. Troy to win the Sun Belt, 14-1. There you go.
Okay. So this number moved quite a bit yesterday. Tony Gonsolin.
Yeah.
We don't have Bet Rivers out here, but I told people, get 35-1. I was grabbing 30-1 over the weekend. Had to do it. So 35-1 was available. He's down to 10 or 12-1 right now.
Good move.
Saints over 9 wins. That was plus money on an alternate bet here earlier. Saints to win the NFC South, plus 340. I like the Vikings this year as well. Coach of the year, O'Connell, 18. Offensive player of the year, JJ, 20. To win 10 or more games was a prop at William Hill. It's still available, plus 140 on that. Comeback player of the year, Saquon Barkley, 40. That number's moved. Passing yards leader, Davis Mills. If you shop around, you might still find 200-1. It's a long shot for a reason, but there are reasons here to believe that Mills could actually have a pretty decent season, so I'll take a shot in 200-1. And bet this all the way back in June. Browns to make the playoffs, no plus 130. Browns win 10 or more games, no plus 115. All the pending plays there.
Looking good. Looking good there. You gonna get mad at me? Looks great. I mean, now, based on what the numbers are.
On the Browns bets?
Yes. Yeah, based on what the numbers
are. Well, based on the numbers, yeah. But
sure, good job. There you go. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Oh, great house special.
This is kind of a sad day here at Follow the Money.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a really good dude, man.
I question the move. Las Vegas to Alabama? Please.
Say it ain't so, Tone.
Tony, come on.
What are you doing?
Kid's a professional. Very good.
Born and raised. Here you go. Tony Pertitozzi, technical director here on Follow the Money Now for years, behind the scenes. Great as a gig, man. And so he is going to...
Nails.
Again, born and raised in Las Vegas, been here his whole life. They're moving to, I believe it's northern Alabama.
Yeah. Never been.
So I wish Tony and his family the best of luck. And he is... He's been a machine over the years here, waking up early, coming in overnights, basically putting this show together, making it look good, helping everybody behind the scenes as well. And no doubt we'll find a job doing this kind of a thing if he wants to continue down this path.
Yeah,
because he's awesome at it. So
great job, Tony. Yeah, A+. And I'm a hard grader, nails. And we're gonna miss you big time.
That's fair. Yeah.
The other thing, it's not just for Tony; it's everyone behind the glass. I'll probably be dead in 5 years. With my lifestyle and the schedule, but as much as I complain about this schedule, these guys get up even earlier than we do.
Oh, they do, yeah.
So I mean, they have to be on it as well. I mean, one mistake, some guest, like what was the guy's name, Ganascoli, who played Vito, kid dropped curses twice. Oh, we're live?
And then they got to go back and track that down, edit it out and spend time. They're like, oh, man, really? Yeah. I got it. So, yeah, they're up. They probably get up at, 11 o'clock at night, midnight, come in. Sure. They're here for 7-8 hours, whatever it is.
Yep.
Busting their asses, yeah, to make the show look good. So, everybody, including Tony.
Very good.
Yeah, awesome job. And good luck with the move. Sure. Good luck with the move, buddy.
I question the move. I mean, you have to.
Well, how is that not a shock to the system?
Sure. I'm sure he'll do all right in the real estate, though. I mean, I'm sure the housing market out here is nuts. Everyone moving from California.
Yeah.
I think you can get plenty of real estate in northern Alabama. Right.
Roll I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you know, Las Vegas is it's like a medium-sized city. It's not New York or San Francisco, obviously, but it's, you know, grown over the years and got a lot bigger. It's like, you know, if you, let's say you're from, I don't know, New York City or Boston, and all of a sudden, hey, you're going to move to, I don't know, what's the comparison? You're going to move to a small town in Alaska? How would you be able to handle that? I would think the getting used to that would take some time.
I hated Alaska. Oh, was that bad?
Well, I'm just picking like a random spot that would be difficult to get used to. Here's a question for you, because we bring on Nigel all the time, and I ask somebody this, hypothetically speaking, let's say down the road you move to Europe. You move to Europe, right?
Yeah, right.
Could you change course where you're at with how old you are right now and make soccer your number one sport, watching and betting because of the time zone?
That's interesting. That's got me into
this.
Soccer.
Just hypothetically speaking.
That's how I got into soccer.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm up at 4 a.m. all the time. And I'm like, there's nothing else on.
Sure.
But the Leicester City story also got me into soccer. But no, I can't get all the way there. But that certainly would be a pain if you're living over there about the start time. When's the NFL coming on? Where do I go?
Yeah.
And that's when I funny you brought it up. I did visit relatives in Anchorage. And I think 7 a.m. the football game started.
That sounds about right.
Is that, if I have the time right?
7 or 8 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what a circus this is.
I've been to Hawaii before for a UNLV game. We were working it.
Uh-huh.
And so NFL started at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. That'd be a rough one. But also the games are done by.
Yes.
5 o'clock?
Got to do this. I want to sign a 10-year extension. We'll move to Hawaii. Baseball starts at 1 o'clock. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do the show, you go to bed, you go to the beach, you wake up, baseball.
It depends. I mean, like, people have a tough time wrapping their heads around moving out here to the West Coast and getting ready for 10 o'clock games. But going back to the East Coast, when we were there at Foxwoods in December, it's like, oh, we could do this. But that means we'd probably eliminate West Coast games. West Coast games don't start until 10:30.
No, you can't do it. Right.
That's rough. The last time we actually went out to the islands, we're on vacation. We come back in. We're on the ocean all day long. You get a bite to eat, have a couple of drinks. You come back in. The sun's still out. It's like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Okay, let me turn on the NBA game. Everything's over with already. You're like, wait.
Yep.
What?
That's wild.
How is that possible?
That is wild.
So that was nuts.
Oh, man. We're going to a popular sports bar in Honolulu for Sunday NFL ticket. Getting after it after a tough night out, and you got to wake up at 6:30 to get your spot reserved so you can watch a Steeler game.
Oh, it is. To have like Sunday night football come on at 2 o'clock or Monday night football, yeah. I think it'd be amazing.
No, let's do it.
Oh, God, that'd be so good.
I'm all in.
Yeah. Because it's.
And it's paradise.
Hanging out here at Circa over the weekend, met a bunch of people coming in to sign up for the contests, and they're from the East Coast. I don't believe I have any idea how popular soccer might be on the East Coast. Because it's actually more doable for them, right? Like, games are starting out here. You got to be like you and us and wake up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to actually watch games. But it's like they wake up, the kids, whatever. Games are on at 7, 7:30, then throughout the entire day. I think soccer is probably way more popular on the East Coast than what we give it credit for, we even know about.
I'm a leader, not a follower. But with their Nigel thing, with the everyone's doing it. Yeah, it's like drugs in high school. Try it. Come on. But this is... like, okay, everyone's into soccer over here.
Yeah.
Everyone's into betting. Everyone's following the Premier League, whatever. You get more interested in it.
Oh, there's no doubt. You would have to
be. Sure, that's what everyone's talking about.
Right.
And like, what's going on with Man U? And you're like, what? Following a Cowboys.
Sure,
man.
Like if you were over there based
like
on...
a sore thumb.
Sure, like what, NFL games are starting at what time?
Mm.
You know, it might be 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, great, now I have Sunday games. I got to be up at Monday, whatever the time zone might be, the breakdown. Difficult. tough to track that.
What's that flight? 5.5 hours here to Hawaii?
Yeah, right around there.
Give or take? Like going to the East Coast?
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Boy, the wheels are really in motion here today, huh?
You're a genius. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's paradise. Don't want to be like Teo, get catfished.
Paul, you could live in Hawaii for 10 years and you might go to the ocean 5 times.
Love the water. Big.
You do. You don't go outside?
Love it. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Would you take the dog for a walk on the beach or no?
Loves
you would?
It. Oh, yeah. Jordan gets after it, the big fella.
Every day? If you live close to the ocean, would you take the dog for a walk every day?
Book it. Two walks.
I want that action.
Two walks.
Two.
Limit bet.
But this is Paul
Absolutely.
O'Neill all over again.
I'd be Rocky. I'd be running on the beach. My whole life would change. Absolutely.
Yeah, you'd be
right outside here in the heat.
You'd be Stallone in the new movie where he gets hit by the car. He's 82 years old.
How about that
like,
scene? Yeah.
Help me out.
Didn't see him coming? Was that, planned hit on the guy?
The Good Samaritan?
Yeah. Tough.
That's not you either.
Tough.
Yeah. This is, you are living in a dream world right now, my
whole
friend.
Lifestyle would change. Based on the schedule with the sports.
I'm calling BS.
Be rejuvenated like a phoenix rising.
Yeah, is that what you would be?
I'd be back. Yes, absolutely.
Take you 2 weeks to say, it's the ocean. How many times can you possibly go there?
What's a bad
day? I've
seen
it once.
What's a bad day there?
Like 68 degrees?
I don't really? With the weather?
Maybe some
wind.
Does
it even get that low?
I think it gets windy on a bad day.
Wow. That'd be something. Cowabunga. Some tasty waves. Me and Spicoli, baby.
Yeah.
Dated reference still works.
Debatable.
Oh, come on.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.